The Civic Information Consortium would allocate $100 million from New Jersey's sale of two public broadcasting licenses over a five-year span to promote local journalism.
There's been cutbacks in journalism staff around the state, and we see this as a way to be able to transform the way that communities get their news and information.
James Thompson is with the Free Press Action Fund, seeking residents' opinions.
And some of the things that we found was that residents want more aggressive, more responsive journalism on local and state affairs. And they would also like to be able to see the connection that state and national issues have and how they affect them in their communities.
The Free Press Action Fund is hosting a community conversation on the Civic Information Consortium at NJIT on Saturday, October 28th. In Newark, I'm Hank Santos, WBGO News.